First, I give you my peace, and Father, Jesus, and HS all send their love. I'm going to...
Hi, you here?
Hello. I'm going to mute all of you. Hang on a second. All right. Father said, Happy New Year, Team Supplanter. Many hearts have expressed themselves to me over the past months. I know your disappointments and pain. I have heard your cries and your moans of anger. Much will be addressed today in this meeting by my son, so I will keep my address short. I love all of you very much and need all of you to now grow into who I know I need you to be. Stop questioning everything and learn to trust. Many of the bonds of the team that took years to grow are now broken. Please open your ears and hearts and hear what my son has to share. I will give comfort and joy to all of your hearts when he is done speaking with you all and you all come to my throne for the end prayer. Our team watchword this year is Luke 1:37, for nothing will be impossible with God. I asked Lindsay if she would please share with you some subconscious information she has. So, Lindsay, please.
Okay. It was brought to my attention that something or things, I shouldn't say something, can get into your subconscious and that there are chakras at the back of your head by your neck. While we sleep, they're able to, spirits and demons are able to get in there. And as I've been practicing and trying to figure out exactly how this works, you have to make it so that these, they're like two small holes, and you have to make it so that they can still breathe, but my recommendation is to cover them with something while you sleep. They are chakras, so they still have to have energy that moves through them. They're actually where we gather information while we sleep. So if we cover them, we're not as open to getting information that we may need. So we need to make it so that energy can still flow through there without anything being able to get in. It'll look different for every person when they experiment what works for covering that. When you go to the center of your mind, ask your team to help you, and you need to look around in your house, and there will be a seam somewhere where it looks like a piece of paper in the wall that starts to open. Open it up, and when you go in there, that's your subconscious. When you get in there, you need to be on guard. Because if anything has gone in there, it's your job to remove it and to make sure that nothing is messing with you. Sometimes we have thoughts. We look at our space. We can't find anything. And the reason we can't find it is because it's in our subconscious. So we got to make sure we hold space before we do it and pray before we do it. But it's our job, and this should be part of our general housekeeping of what we do on a daily basis to keep checking the subconscious.
Does anybody have any questions about that? I've unmuted all the phones.
Okay. I actually, not a question, but like just a quick comment. I was able to find it it's like a hidden door almost. It's not something mm-hmm. readily available. So, and I'll share an email later this week what my experience was. But, you've got to look. And then since I've had that experience and since I've covered those chakras at the base of my skull, I've been able to think more clearly. I've been more positive, so as a side effect. So just wanted to share that.
Hey, I had a quick question. Sorry?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I have a quick question, and I'm sorry if I misheard. I had to walk away from a bunch of people at a meeting. when you were describing it, I hear you correctly when you said that we have to cover it, but we still have to allow some energy in, or are we, is the recommendation at this point, from what we know, to cover it so nothing can get in?
Well, I've been messing around with doing like a steel plate over it, wood, things like that. Right now what I've been using is like a metal screen, so energy can still get in there, but to make it so that, you know, that kind of, you know, the demons and spirits can't get in there. Thus far, it seems to be working. Like I said, this is going to be a lot of experimenting, but just like all of our chakras, we have to have energy moving through them. So if we shut them off completely, there's a problem with that too.
Okay, thank you so much for clarifying.
So what if we put a pog shield up?
I mean, like I said, it's experimenting.
Mm-hmm.
I think each of us are going to find something that suits us or that is right for us. We're all different. We all have different ways of doing everything. And so I don't think there's like one certain answer. I think we just kind of have to experiment with what works with us and our team.
Okay.
And I would say that you're supposed to have a pog shield up 24/7. And if you're waking up with issues, then you need to do something more.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody have any other comments or questions on that?
Thank you for sharing that.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Stacy would like to share something with you about the Shield of Joy.
Oh, fantastic.
I given a healing last week, Friday. And at the end of the healing, when we were in the crown chakra and she was finishing up, all of a sudden the energy completely changed. I'm sitting there in the chair and I'm feeling overwhelming feelings of like sadness and becoming disoriented. And it was just this very overwhelming negative energy coming at both of us. And I didn't know what it was because it was almost like we were blindsided. And Sydney said, Mom, I see they're like children. And I said, it's Satan's army of souls. I don't know how they got to us, how they were able to attack us while we were, you know, in the healing. But that was beside the point. It was happening. And it was almost so abruptly, it caught us off guard. We felt helpless. And so I, you know, called upon, you know, my teammates. I called upon Father, and then I called David, and he showed up with our army of souls, and we all stood there together and, like, pogged them, and they disintegrated. But during the battle, like, I actually had, like, two beings try to carry me off. Something ripped something out of Sydney's heart, and I mean, we're both just standing there just crying and physically like crying as well because the feelings that had come over us were very overwhelming. I mean, at one point I had to stand up so she could sit down in the chair and then I start running energy to try to help control that which what we were experiencing and going through. With that being said, in early December, Blazar had sent out an email about joy. And then Sunday service was about joy in Christ. And even the chief apostle spoke about it. You know, they showed us a video clip afterwards. But in the service, when they were talking about joy in Christ, the one officiant came and served for a few minutes, and he had mentioned about adding this joy in Christ as part of our artillery, and he referenced Ephesians where he talked about having a sword and a shield and using that joy as part of it. And I had wondered, and I was seeing like a shield specifically that's made of that joy, of that energy that we could use to reflect that energy that they bring. Because like as I was talking with Blazar through the week, he said, you know, the energy just that this army brings kind of just creeps up slowly on you, and then like a wave, it hits you, and you're overwhelmed and you're disoriented and you're not aware. It's not like you went looking for a battle. It's like it just came on you. So I'm the type of person where I like to be proactive, not reactive. And I believe that if we can, carry this shield made up of this energy of joy, that it could be used as a reflective device towards them as they are attacking us or approaching us or getting, ready to, engage in some type of battle with us. So, I don't know, all of this is trial and error, and we learn. But, like I mentioned, I feel like there's something to do with this joy. And if we can be proactive instead of having to be reactive all the time, that there might be something to this. So I look for all of your all input and see what you think and you feel and if this is something that we can try to incorporate to give us even a greater level of protection.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. I will expand a little bit on the Satan's army of souls. I spoke with David this week and last week, and I asked him to step up his effort to prevent us from having to step in and destroy any soul. So he said he would, but if they breach your space and they come at you, then you have the authority to destroy them. Don't hesitate, okay? I know they're a soul. It isn't something that we all find joy in, but I don't want anyone getting hurt, okay? So step forward, do what you have to do. Does anybody have any questions at this point?
Just a comment. I think that energy that they bring forth is like a sonic wave. And it's very despairing. It's sorrow, and joy is the perfect shield. Thinking about it, I wish I had that shield of joy because that counteracts sadness. If you're sad and you're in a room full of people that are happy, you get drawn into that joy.
Okay. Dr. Lancer, can I ask a quick question? So when we see or sense that the army of souls is around us, we're to call on David and his army, and we've now got permission to engage in that battle if necessary. Could you clarify kind of that process and that? Can you just say that one more time? I want to make sure I'm crystal clear on what we can and can't do and how to, if we have to engage an army of souls, what that looks like.
I am only aware that Firelight and Blazar and Sydney are the only three that have been involved with something like this to date.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel or something happens, like Blazar said, it's a completely different feeling, then you should be able to see and feel that these are souls. It's almost as though, from what I understand, they're grabbing you. You can feel them pulling on your flesh. It burns. That's not a normal demon. That is a soul. And you need to step in, and you can destroy them. I want everyone to stay safe through this process. And Satan knows that if he throws something at us that's similar to what we are, which is a soul, that we might back down and we might give in. And he's wrong. We will not. And these souls know exactly what they're doing because they chose to be on his side. And the punishment, or I should say the ramifications for their choices, is death and non-existence. And then Father, again, I'll respond or reply back to you with what he told us back in November. He will decide whether he brings them back to be judged by Jesus or he leaves them to not exist. Okay?
Thank you.
Any other questions? You're welcome. Okay. I need your team information. Please email it to me. It was due the first week of January. sometime after the 15th of this month, please start rotating your lead angel again and let them take places, switching back and forth. I would like you to rotate through all of your angels until you know all of their names, all of their faces, and what their voices sound like. All seven of them have to take a turn. So I would like you to start doing that sometime after the 15th. Before I start now the next part of the meeting, I want to read to you a Bible text. It's from Colossians 3. It's the 12th to the 14th chapters. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. I have prayed and spoke to Father about what I'm going to share with you for over a week. Many changes will take place this year in the meeting structure and my expectations of the team. I will ask all of you to remain silent now. Please take notes. If you have any questions, I will answer all questions when I'm done reading my letter to you. And then I will open the floor for discussion before we end with the group prayer. First thing I'm going to tell you is there will be no reminder emails sent out anymore. The dates are on the team site, and I sent you an email back in November. Put the dates in your phone and be on the call when I start. No roll call will be taken at the beginning of future meetings. The site I use to record the meeting shows me who attends and who leaves the meeting. I expect all of you to be on the call. It's only 1 hour a month. I will start the meeting sharp on the hour. I will not wait for anyone. Please be on time. Many things have happened over the past months that have caused the team to be torn apart and separated. I will now address all of this with you. Please know that this is not an easy letter for me to read to you. If I didn't love all of you, I wouldn't speak to you now in the manner I will address all of you. I think we have all become complacent, and I have some very hard words that you may find difficult to hear. I am asking all of you to open your hearts and hear what I have to tell you. All of this is very serious, and it is born out of the love and concern I have for all of you and the future, our future, together. Over the past few months, Satan has personally attacked me, and yes, I know he has and is attacking you and your loved ones as well. Every time I have an affair of the heart, he knows it's my Achilles heel, and he is ruthless. I apologize for not being myself, and if I let you down or offended you with something I said to you, please forgive me. The first week of November, the teams were found to be evil, and we all needed to personally destroy them. This event served two purposes. One, Father wanted to see if you would be willing to sacrifice for him what you held so dear. Number two, for me, I wanted to see how you would handle the changes and follow my instructions. Many of you fell short. Satan had, and still has, his hand in all of this. Recently, I saw him and felt him in some of you at times within the past weeks and didn't say anything. Some of you would take deep breaths in front of me or felt a heaviness around you, and you assumed it was me, that I had something in my space. It wasn't me. I took a step back to see if you would figure out that Satan was in your space, but in your own arrogance, you didn't see him, and you allowed him to create separation between us. I am displeased with all the gossip, all the talking behind my back about me and the other teammates. I will not have guile in my team, and I will no longer be sharing my personal life. Some of you have used it against me. I am disappointed with much. I told you in some of the past meetings that Father would give us more information. Many of you perhaps assumed that all that information would only be given to me. You were wrong thinking that. It will be given to many of you because I can't do everything myself. All of you stand in the power and authority that I have given you. I expected that you would share any information with me in a timely manner. What have I taught you? if you have to make a big decision, sleep on it for 24 hours, and then make your decision. If you have any information about me, a healer, or the team, sitting on it for more than a 24-hour period of time is Satan's way of creating doubt, confusion, distrust, and separation. And this is exactly what has happened. His main function is to separate and destroy my team. You know this. And he has been doing a fine job of it. Please stop helping him. I have warned all of you about this time after time, but it falls on deaf ears. Would the Holy Spirit tell you to withhold information from me? Would he create separation and fear? No, he would not. Satan does this. Not communicating with me creates problems. We have a huge mess right now. Stop listening to him and all the spirits that whisper in your ears. Why would you ever withhold any information from me? If you know something, you will bring it to me. Over the past few weeks, the same outside source was used twice by Father to bring information to me. Why? Because he couldn't trust the team with the information initially, knowing you wouldn't bring it to me right away. And you didn't even tell me after your source told you. Father, even last week, used another person to bring information to me, and they are not on my team either. Please wake up. The first account of information was that I had a demon in me for months. It wrapped itself around me and looked just like my armor. I couldn't see it or feel it. I struggled all those months with why I was so angry at times at the smallest thing, why I couldn't sleep, and why I couldn't focus. I would check my space and saw nothing because I wasn't supposed to see it. Father used an outside source to approach one of you with this information by sending Jesus to speak to them. Then three of you talked about it behind my back and then decided to hold this information from me for over a week, thinking this was HS encouraging you to do so. You were wrong to do this. Haven't I? Personally, the moment I have found something inside of you or attached to you, found it, called you, or shown up out of the blue on your doorstep to help you. No one should ever be left to suffer as I did. And because you did this to me, I question your loyalty to me and the team, and the trust I once had in you is now broken. We are here to help and protect each other, and that didn't happen. So I question much now. The moment you did tell me of this demon, Father opened my eyes, and I was able to see it, and we made plans to have it removed the very next day. I need everyone to get back the sense of urgency that everyone has seemed to have lost. We don't have time, and time is always of the essence. Father used two people outside of the team again, and they were given visions and dreams about me. They were shown that I will go through a very painful and difficult time, in essence, a huge traumatic accident. No, I was not captured by Satan and dragged into hell. Father put me in a cocoon so that when I emerged, I would be stronger and I would be given a new name. My new name is Triland. It stands for harmony, compassion, service, and nurturing. He gave me four new gifts. The first one was two balance scales so I can weigh what is said to me. The second gift was a measuring rod so I can measure what is in front of me. The third gift was a sickle, so I will cut through the lies and I will find the truth. And the fourth gift he gave me is a blindfold, so I will no longer see the human in front of me, but I will only see the soul as he does. This period of time was the past few months. I am through it now, and I am no longer supplanter. I am back stronger than ever, and I am filled with more determination and focus to complete my Father's task, and now I see much. What is very disturbing to me about all of this is that two healers were each given separate accounts of this information by two separate sources, and only one of you shared it with me. I heard about the other incident because you told the other healer, and they shared it with me. Why would I ever have to hear anything third-handed? Why? I used to think we were a team. I don't see that right now. I see a lot of people not doing what I taught them and doing what they think is best. I will repeat what I said before. If you have any information, dreams, or visions about me, a healer, or the team as a whole, you will contact me directly and tell me about it. It is not your place to decide what to do with this information. It is mine. All of this was a test for you. Some of you have said recently to my face, and some of you have said behind my back, that I'm very intimidating. Why? Intimidation is born out of fear and insecurity. Why would you ever fear me? I'll tell you why. Again, you have let Satan and his forces into your heart. For over 10 years, I have been attacked, persecuted, mocked, judged, and have had some of the nastiest rumors said about me because of ignorant people who don't know who I was or what Father has asked me to do. Never in a million years would I have ever thought my own team would now be doing the same thing to me. Who do you think you are? Have I ever hurt one of you intentionally? Have I not always been loving, compassionate, understanding, and helpful? Again, I ask you, why would you ever treat me like this? Look into yourself and find your own answers to these questions. Stop listening to Satan. When he shows up, I don't even give him a chance to talk. I throw him out of my space as far as I can. Why do you let him in and then entertain anything he says to you? Please stop. What have I told you so many times? If Satan is paying a lot of attention to you, that's because you are a threat to him. He should be afraid of you. Fight him and tell him to get out of your space. You are stronger than he is. Show him you are. Pog him, take your sword out, and make him leave. Please don't kill him because that would be too good for him. How much time have you personally invested in this team? I have invested more time than any of you. I have sacrificed more than you will ever know so that I could personally spend time with all of you. And now what do I have to show for it? I have a bunch of backstabbing, viperish people attacking me. Oh, and I certainly have a lot of debt because of it, too. You take me and all I do for you for granted. You have no idea how many times I have thrown myself in front of Father and begged and pleaded on your behalf for you and your family while you were going through a rough time. If you were to ask me right now to come and help you, would I hesitate? No. I would drop everything, and I would be there for you. Even now, in spite of all this mess, I would still come and help you, and you know that. Why? Because I love all of you. Father and I ask for 1 hour each month, and many of you can't even give me that. That bothers me. That's 12 hours out of one whole year. That's a half of one day of your time. Last year, we had only one meeting where everyone was on the call. One meeting. These meetings are not for me. I spend hours prepping for them. They are for you. Apparently, you don't see the value or importance of them. Listening to the recording after the meeting is not attending the meeting. You receive no strength and no blessing. And I know many of you don't even go online and even listen to the meetings you've missed. Why? Do you know everything? I don't think so, because some of you send me emails asking me questions that I've addressed in these meetings. Please start paying attention. The time is short. Father has now given all of you 3 times to leave the team, and all of you stayed. I know that a few of you recently thought about leaving the team when you were struggling. Do you really think that will solve your problems? I know it would certainly make Satan happy. Leaving this team now would be as if you were completely surrounded by the enemy and you were standing in a room full of weapons, but you decide you don't want to use them, so you walk outside right in the middle of them. How long do you think you would last? Wake up. I need you. Haven't I told you that this will not be an easy task? That it will take sacrifice and dedication. To whom? To Father, not me. You took an oath to him and vowed your loyalty. Does your word mean nothing? Is this all a fantasy to you? Do you just like all the gifts and toys Father has given to you because at times it's fun and rewarding to be a healer? But when things become hard for you, you allow Satan to convince you that you are weak and spineless, that all this is just too tough to do, and then you let him fill you with fear. And when things get even harder, you listen to him telling you to quit. Stop listening to him. This team and our future is your full-time job. You think one-dimensional. You think just about you and your family. please learn to think three-dimensional. You and your family, mankind, and all of eternity. This physical life you have now in time is but a blink of an eye compared to our work in eternity. I greeted all of you with your birth names at the beginning of this meeting because I feel most of you have forgotten who my Father believes you are. He has given all of you unique names and gifts, and you use them when it's convenient for you or maybe to bolster your egos. I need you all to be in this full-time, fully committed. Why is there confusion and mistrust within my team now? Why do you question me and my authority? Have I changed? Do I not give explicit instructions every time? Have I ever said one thing and did the opposite? Or am I always clear on what I need you to do? Do you, for some reason, think you know better than me? There's a huge problem when the student thinks they know more than the teacher. I've been doing this for 13 years now. How long have you been active? Some of you think and believe that this is Father's team because he picked you. Do you see him here? Is he talking to you, giving you instructions? Did he train you, sacrifice time for you? I think some of you have forgotten who I am. I am in charge of this team. This is my team, not my Father's. I have the final say in everything that has to do with this team. He has never once told me what to do with you and how I should run my team because he trusts me. I am your boss. I will not be questioned any longer. I will not argue with any of you. This is not a democracy. It is an autocracy. If you don't know what that means, look it up. I have never pulled out the second Son of God card ever. Now I'm forced to. I will remind you that I stand in the full power and authority that was given to me by my Father. Would you ever question or argue with your boss? My word will be followed, and that is final. Are any of you feeling very uncomfortable right now? If so, what do you have in your space? 2 weeks ago, my brother Jesus gave me an amulet that now protects my heart from any evil that would try to enter it. I did have something in my space that I couldn't see or feel. It was a test for me, and it was also a test for some of you. You three withheld that information from me, and that broke my heart. When I needed you the most, you left me to suffer. How cruel is that? Sydney could have removed the demon from me that night I arrived at her house, which is around the time you found out about this, but again, you waited a whole week. I would never let any of you suffer. Are you on this team for me or my Father? He picked all of you. I never asked for this team or even asked to be who I am. I have never asked any of you to stand in my place for even one day, let alone 1 minute, and deal with what I have to deal with. And yet, you think you can judge me. I don't think you have any idea what it takes for me to manage all of your hearts, lives, personalities, emotions, Satan, eternity, mankind, and my own life. I do it because I love all of you and need you to help me complete my Father's task. Maybe you could try and understand me a little bit more and cut me some slack. I am just as human as you are. Father asked me to teach you, train you, win your hearts, and build trust, and I have done that. Well, I thought I did. And yet, I now question the trust I had in some of you. Why? It's because some of you have pulled away from me. I am always here for you. Even when I struggle, or I'm going through a phase, or in a funk, as some of you like to jokingly call it, have I ever blown you off? I have not. But I have asked some of you at times to do certain things that you blow me off. I have asked you to talk to someone. If I ask you to talk to someone, then do it. If I ask you to send an email to the team, do it that day or the next day. There is always a sense of urgency, and withholding information from the team is wrong and dangerous. This is not a game. It is not your place to question me. If you can't do what I'm asking of you, then you need to find another team to be a part of. I'm trying to prepare you for what is coming. So please help me help you. Do you think Jesus' disciples ever questioned him, hid things from him, and talked about him behind his back? No, they didn't. Would you like to know why? He was perfect. I am not. Many disciples left him because they didn't understand him and what he was saying. I hope you can understand what I'm trying to tell you right now. I thought you were my friends. Friends trust. Friends are open to one another. Friends share. Friends talk. And friends forgive. Some of you have hurt me more than you will ever know, and I have never received as much as an I'm sorry from you. Are you that blind to think that you can do no wrong? Are you that self-righteous that you would think all of your actions are justified and you never would owe anyone an apology? If you do, I pity you. Some of you have allowed Satan to fluff up your egos and make you think you are justified in what you think. All of that is the cause of our relationships breaking apart. I am human and not infallible. If I have disappointed you because I'm human, I have already asked you for forgiveness in a separate email I sent out last week. Is that not good enough for you? Should I cut myself and bleed for you? Only three of you responded back to me that really showed me what you think of me. I have never intentionally gone out of my way to be rude, to be a jerk, or to be unkind, and I have never once been vindictive. I have loved all of you before you loved me. Again, what changed? Me or you? And again, because of all this, I question much about some of you. I thought I knew all of you, but from what I see and have felt recently, I don't know who many of you are anymore, and ask why you're even on my team. Why is this team broken? Why is it fractured? Are you done judging me? Maybe you should look into a mirror. I have remained silent about much over the years, and I will no longer be silent. Your team, I gave you instructions and deadlines. Report back to me with the names of your complete teams, healing and protection. Only two of you contacted me within that time frame I gave, and only one of you sent me the complete information. Two of you, as of this week, sent me your information. One of you I had a face-to-face conversation with a few weeks ago about this, and I asked you to send me your information, and you blew me off. Why? Is it that none of you care? Do you just not respect me anymore? If you were having trouble completing this task, why didn't any of you contact me? The email I sent you back on November 26th said that you should if you have a problem. I told some of you to vet your team again, but you didn't. So I stepped in and killed half your team and then told you to finish it, and you didn't. They were all demons. I knew that and tried to give you a heads-up warning because they were playing with you for a while, but you didn't listen to me. And when things started to fall apart for you, another healer had to send help to take care of it for you. I will not have lazy healers on my team anymore. Your team is your responsibility. Is there some reason you can't take care of your own life and space? Why do I hear all the time healers running to another healer to help figure out what is going on with you? Figure it out yourself. You have the tools I have given you. Use the gifts Father has given you. Have a little faith. Take care of yourselves. When you have exhausted all of your own personal resources and have done all I have taught you and nothing changes, then you can reach out to a fellow healer. How will you ever learn if someone else is always taking your test for you? I don't want healers getting more than two healings a year from a fellow healer. It saddens me that I actually have to put a number on that. Why are you having so many issues? Why is Satan in your space? Why do you feel your life is falling apart? Wake up and start fighting. My Father chose you out of billions of souls in this time period. Did he choose wrong? I pray he didn't. I tell you people to do certain things within a certain time frame because I'm trying to protect you, but you don't listen to me. Why? We are in this mess because you are not listening to me. I have removed two teammates from my team because they wouldn't listen to me and do as I asked. I send out email after email with information. Some of you don't read them clearly enough, and then you email me with questions I've already answered. Please, reground yourself and take the time to read my emails because I took a lot of time to write them for your safety and your sake. We are at war with Satan. but apparently some of you have forgotten that, because now we're fighting amongst ourselves. Well done, Satan. Our team site has all the information you would ever need, but some of you don't go there. Maybe everything else in your life is more important because you've lost your first love for me and the team. I need all of you to be self-sufficient in time. There will be a time where you will be alone and not have the luxury to contact me or anyone on the team. This is why I'm being tough now. Do you want to be on my team? I'm done coddling you and chasing after you. Some of you have been with me on the team for months and others many years. All of you have let me down and disappointed me at times, and I have forgiven you. All of you have been trained. Do you have questions? Do you need something? I will say this one more time. Stop listening to Satan. Father has given all of you a healing team and a counseling angel. I have given you a protection team, two legions of angels, a healing angel, and access to all 10 archangels. Are you using them for yourself? Do you realize the wealth of help they can offer? How is your health? Are you eating properly? Exercising? Are you meditating daily and using these resources? Are you grounding yourself, protecting your space every day? Are you wearing your armor every day? No exceptions. My Father will help all of you more if you use what he has already given you. Some of you contact me now and then to just say hi. I appreciate that. That is how you can make a connection with me. Others on the team, I never hear a word from you until I reach out to you. I think about all of you every day. I pray for all of you every day. You are always on my heart. Am I on your heart? When you think of me, what do you feel? If it's a negative feeling, look into your own heart. I have never had a bad thought when I have thought about you because I love and care about you. What about your other teammates? Are they on your heart? Do you reach out to each other? Do you even care to get to know one another? You need to answer those questions for yourselves. It is your responsibility to attend the meetings and make a connection with me and your generals. Do you not understand something? Am I not being clear enough? Then please ask questions. I will now pose 4 questions to you. Do you really want to be a part of something that affects mankind and lasts throughout all of eternity? Are you ready to forgive, move forward, and work hard rebuilding this team? Are you done listening to Satan? And are you willing to do what I have asked of you today and what I need you to do in the future? Are you willing to help me heal this team? My dear team, Father said he created us to handle impossible.
Light starter.
We haven't seen impossible yet. This team takes commitment, and it's not easy. Choose you today who you will serve, Father or Satan. It can't be both. You have 24 hours to decide. Send me a text, an email, or call me by 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Please know this. Once you decide, that decision is final. If you stay, I will expect you to do as I have asked in today's meeting. If you decide to leave my team, Father will remove your gifts, healing team, and the name he has given you. I will strip you from the power and authority I have given you, the legions I have given you to command, and your protection team. You will be left with one protection angel. And please know that this decision that you make is an eternal one. I will never approach you and ask you to come back. Your time with me and this team will be over. Please know that I still love all of you and that I don't want to lose any one of you again. I need you to know how difficult it was for me to share this with you. I am open to anyone who would like to call me and speak in private. I will ask you to wait until tomorrow. I want everyone to sleep on this first. Now, does anyone have any questions? Or would like to openly discuss any of this as a group? Okay.
then I would like to pray with all of you, please. Kind Father, it has been a difficult meeting for everybody. We are frustrated, and I know our team knows that now. And we are done having Satan infiltrate not only our protection teams and healing teams, but us personally. You wish that we are all a team, that we stand behind you and what you want, and that's what I want to. It was not easy to talk to them this way, and many hearts are fractured now and hurt, and there's a lot of anger. I can feel it. But it is the truth of what I spoke of, and I pray that you will pull us all together, that through the night, Father, you will provide some peace, some clarity, some forgiveness, that we can move forward as a team that's complete, that we don't need to put up with any of this anymore. I am angry at Satan, and I would very much like to destroy him. But I know he serves a purpose, because you said he is the one who helps us shake the fruit from the tree and the strong stays. I don't want to lose anyone, Father, but it is their choice. I need them to do what I'm asking of them because I'm trying to protect them for the future. Please open our hearts, provide peace for all of us, and please let them know how much I love all of them and appreciate what they've done in the past. According to your will, I ask these things. Please hear us. I love you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.